Please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. We're in the process of a verse-by-verse study through the Sermon on the Mount, working our way presently through the Beatitudes this morning, looking at meekness. And I've entitled the message, The Blessings of Meekness. As Jesus says in verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And the reason I want to stress this morning the blessings which comes through meekness is the fact that in our society, and maybe even in your own mind, meekness is not a good quality to have. It kind of sounds like you're wimpish, you are a doormat, you get pushed around, and you have no backbone, you're kind of spineless, you're kind of weak. Well, obviously that isn't the case because Jesus said, "Blessed are those that are meek." So it's a virtue that needs to be developed within our life. And all of us like to put our best foot forward and appear to be strong. And, you know, I struggle with that as well. I had a friend from church came over yesterday, and we had to pour some concrete. And he does this all the time. And we were out there pouring the concrete, and I was shoveling the stuff in the wheelbarrow and bringing the wheel. And I was hurting. I was sore. And I didn't want him to know that. You know, I didn't want him to think I was a wimp or, you know, couldn't work hard. And so I just kind of toughed it out and wanted him to think, oh, you know, pastor could work hard and, you know, have that respect. But I tell you, when I woke up this morning, I paid the price. I mean, I'm sore right here. I didn't even know I had muscles right there. I thought I was just skin. I mean, trying to worship today, I was like, my hands, it was heavy to hold them up. So, you know, everyone wants to appear to be, you know, thought of, you know, as a man to be macho or strong. And Jesus comes along and said, if you want to be blessed and part of God's kingdom, then you're going to be meek. And so what I want to do for a little bit of time is give you some definitions of what meekness is so we can really grasp it and see that being meek truly is a blessing in God's eyes as well as in our own life. Now, the word meek comes from the root word pros in Greek, which means mild, gentle, or soft. And it speaks of a gentle person, a submissive person, someone that's tender-hearted. Sometimes it's even translated in the Bible, not meek, but gentleness. And our English word kind of came through several languages, and ultimately from this word came the term gentleman or gentlewoman, and that was a term of respect. That was someone that was honored. It was a virtue to be a gentleman or a gentlewoman. Also, within this term, it also communicates the idea of yieldedness, of submission. Again, these are not all terms that the world is going to want you to, you know, follow after and embrace and say, this is a good thing. Because the world tells you, you know, you need to be on top, you need to be in charge, you need to put your best foot forward, you need to grab all that you can. And here Jesus is saying, if you want to be blessed, you need to be meek, you need to be yielded, you need to be gentle and soft. It also communicates the idea of being subservient and the trusting attitude toward God. And I think we'd all agree with that. We need to be trusting and subservient to God. But it also communicates being subservient to man, being submissive to man in particular areas. I have never forgot the classic definition that Pastor Chuck has given to this word. He said, just divide the word in half, and it's me, ick. And that, I've never lost that. And that's basically what it is. Not looking for inner strength or inner power or inner resolve or me looking good, but looking inside and realize I need to receive what I'm longing for from the Lord. And it's very similar, this meekness, to the idea of what we looked at a couple weeks back of being poor in spirit. Poor in spirit, as some have pointed out, focus more on me. I'm poor, I have nothing spiritually to offer God, I'm spiritually bankrupt, and that in turn causes me to mourn over my spiritual condition. Whereas meekness makes me more focus on the Lord and His holiness. I'm not that, He is, and that causes me, which is the next beatitude, to hunger and thirst for that holiness and for that righteousness which God has to offer. Now, outside of the Bible, one of the ancient philosophers by the name of Aristotle, he actually gave a good definition of this term, meekness. And the way he described virtues, or something that was positive, he would say it's the mean or the middle between two extremes. For example, he said that the virtue of courage is somewhere in between cowardice and being foolhardy. They're both extremes. And generosity lies somewhere between being stingy and being wasteful. But when he came to meekness, He said it lies between excessive anger and the inability to show anger. And I think that's where we get messed up. We think meekness means you're never angry at anything. No, that's not what the term communicates. The term communicates that you're not angry when your rights are violated or when someone harms you. But when someone else is harmed or God's name is dishonored, then an anger does rise up within our heart. Because the Bible does say that Jesus Christ was meek. But we also see him making a whip and driving people out of the temple because they were dishonoring the worship to God. So when it has to do with someone else's reputation, we get upset. But when it comes to me, I'm able to submit, be passive, and not force my rights, my privileges, my rank, and try and preserve myself. I willingly take the abuse and commit it to God and let him work out the situation. William Barclay wrote a commentary on the New Testament, and he wrote one on the Gospel of Matthew here, and he translated this beatitude this way. Blessed is a man who is always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time. Then he went on to describe it this way. He said, it is never right to be angry with any insult or injury done to ourselves. That is something that no Christian must ever resent. But that it is often right to be angry at injuries done to other people. Selfish anger is always a sin. Selfless anger can be one of the great moral dynamics of the world. So he brings out the idea that when others are harmed or wronged, there's an anger that rises up. But when I'm wronged, I'm not going to respond back in anger. I'm not going to respond back in evil. I'm not going to try and preserve or protect my reputation. I'm going to submit it to God and let him work out the situation. And that's meekness. And I believe as we look through the scriptures, you're going to be able to see that this truly is a blessing to your life if you could conduct yourself with this sort of attitude. And I want to go through a series of references of scripture that begin to describe the fact that meekness is of great value to your life. Now, if I haven't convinced you, you need to realize that the Bible says that Jesus Christ was meek in Matthew 11:29. So we want to be like Jesus, don't we? And if he was meek, I want to be meek. Also, Matthew 21, verse 5, as Jesus rode in on a colt, on a donkey, it says, your king is coming and he is meek. And then also, part of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, one of the aspects mentioned there is meekness. It's translated gentleness. Gentleness and meekness are basically the same term, just translated different ways. So it's a part of the evidence of the Holy Spirit in a person's life.
This concludes today's study. We'll be back again tomorrow as we continue to look at the blessings of meekness. If you would like tapes of today's or past studies, listen for the phone number that will follow, or check us out on the web at www.calvarylm.org.